You believe the Lord is here today.
What he expects us to do is we need to reach out to him and he'll touch us. I believe it was when Peter was walking and just his shadow passing by, people were getting healed. He's just the same today. We always want to serve him. Amen. Tonight is prayer service and there's several requests and I'm going to speak just a few minutes. If you'll take your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Amen. Amen. We'd like to welcome Brother Israel Dioka. God bless you, brother. It's Brother Dioka's son. Brother Obed's younger brother, I believe. Amen. Glad to have our brother with us tonight. Brother Guy says, I would like to thank God for a safe journey, mercies, to and from Toronto last week. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. Thank God for watching over Brother Guy. Amen. I'm going to speak just a few minutes tonight. I've asked Brother Marion to help me out. Sunday night I started fighting with something with cold-like symptoms, and it's just wore me down. But I know God's still the healer. Amen. So in your praying tonight, I'll need your prayers too. Amen. So we have many that have come in. And but we especially tonight, we've been fasting and praying. And we especially tonight want to remember Brother Andy. Yes. Brother Andy Papete. Yes. We know God is on the throne. And he's able to do anything that we need. Let's just have a word of prayer before we read in Romans chapter 8. Father, we thank you tonight that you've been with us, Lord, through this week. You've given us the strength. You've given us the love. You've met us with our prayers. And Lord, tonight we've gathered as a body of believers, Lord, to pray over these requests and to meet with you, Lord, in a special time of prayer. Lord, may you come tonight and just allow us to yield ourselves into your hands. Lord, these things that we're battling with in this life, we know it's nothing less than the enemy trying to make his last stand. But Lord Jesus, whatever he does, we know you've raised a standard against him and that we have a power to overcome him every time. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We ask you to bless these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Just one more thing before we read. The sisters who are going to the sisters' retreat on Sunday after the service will have a small meeting about transportation. So the sisters who are going to be traveling to the sisters' retreat will need to meet with them after service on Sunday. So we'll make that announcement again, Lord willing, Sunday morning. Amen. I know you love the Lord. That's why you're here. And I know you love each other. That's why you're here, to worship together. Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read several verses of Scripture. In verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. You believe that? Amen. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. All that we're asking tonight is to be for the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, in whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession unto us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall imprisonment? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, for we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated for a few moments. We know that God has done a miraculous thing, and here is the man of God. Paul is writing to these people, and he's speaking from the spiritual realm of how that God is in control of our lives. And if we are focused on what God is saying through this minister, this prophet of God, how that we stand here as believers tonight, we can take these very same scriptures, and we can also say, who shall hold anything to God's elect? How can they charge us? But you know what? The devil's trying on every side that he can to make sure that he does do just that. But we by faith, and we know that Abraham was the father of faith, and Brother Branham makes a comment in the message. He swore by himself. He said, and the angel of the Lord called unto him, Abraham, out of the heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. Thy seed shall be as the stars of heaven, and as the sands upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And I want to say tonight that that's where we're standing today, that we should be possessors of every demon, every enemy that comes against us, because we have that authority tonight to stand in the power of Jesus Christ. And as we look at the situation that's around us, and many different ones are sick, different ones are dying, the age that we're living in, there's more people that's dying. And as they die, that just lets me know that there's going to be more dead saints to rise first, that the dead in Christ shall rise first, that we might see them. And Brother Branham talks about how that we should be able to possess all things. And as we looked at, as I was looking through this, he talked about in another message, thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. He said, he was praying, he said, move, sweet Spirit of God, call from death unto life. Speak to the seed of Abraham. Give them faith. Let them know that they can possess the gate of every enemy, because every enemy has been put under the feet of Christ, even death. And we stand in him as conquerors. We're standing in Jesus Christ tonight as conquerors. And there's a catch to this. He said, every enemy is under your feet. You believe that? Every enemy is under your feet as long as you are in Christ. But you've got to be in Christ. You can't say they're under my feet if you're not serving the Lord with all your heart. You can't claim these things if God doesn't possess your body first. He's got to possess who you are. So when he possesses who you are, then you become a possessor of all things. So it doesn't matter if it's death, life, principalities, powers. He says we're able to possess every one of these. And so I say tonight, brothers and sisters, under the power of the Holy Spirit, we are the possessors of the life that we live. I want to read one more little thing here. He says, did you notice in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Paul said even of death, we possess death. He says, think of it, possess death. He said, yes, sir, it minds us. Do you know that the devil has to mind us? Can you believe that we can say to the devil, you have to leave this person alone? You have to leave my life alone? Do you know that you can overcome the devil by speaking the word of life? That you can possess and make the devil mind you? Brother Branham said that even that when we pray that we can make this body mind us. This flesh is an enemy to God, but there's a spirit inside that possesses us, that possesses all things, that brings us subject to the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the things that I do, ye shall do also. So if we can do the same works that Jesus did, then we are the possessors of the power of the Holy Ghost. This possession tonight is not just something that's haphazard, but as long as you're in Christ, because everything is under his feet. If everything's under his feet, then we got nothing to worry about. Jesus went to the cross. He bore the stripes for our healing and all the things that we have tonight. So we know that this is the power and the glory of God speaking to us. Death and hell and the grave. Brother Brandon says, I possess it all because he conquered it all for us. He talked about how that he was almost blowed his head off with a gun. And he said, you know, he praised God because it wasn't time for the devil to take him out. And he says tonight that the devil can't do a thing to you unless God allows him to do those things to you. And God allows him to do it sometimes to draw us closer to him that we may worship him in spirit and in truth. But don't fuss at God. Say, God, show me what you're trying to get out of me so I can possess the power and the overcoming spirit tonight. These things that we do is not just something that's happening in the world. I heard the prophet of God, I've been listening to several different messages lately here that he's preached, and he talks about how that when God speaks something, God intends for it to happen. And he talked about how that when Noah went into the ark and how that, I'm talking about possessing now, we can possess because we need to understand that God wants us to believe that. And he talked about how that when Noah went into the ark and God shut the door, when God shut the door, they were sealed in and the world was sealed out. And then when he got in the boat and maybe some of the people came over to see what's going on, to see, well, maybe this old man was, maybe he was right. But you know what? It was already too late. The door was already shut. Brother, the Bible says that he sat there, and Brother Bram says it was for 7 days. He said maybe at the first or second day, how that the people would come and say, oh, this old man's lost his mind. And then maybe his own children would ask him, are you sure? He said, God shut the door. God spoke the word. God did this. So we have to believe that why we're in here is to possess the life that God's given to us. So no matter how bad it looks, they were sitting in the ark. He said, if God said it and God closed the door, then it's going to come to pass. So brothers and sisters, we believe tonight that whatever's happening to Brother Andy, it's according to the purpose of God as long as Brother Andy is in Christ. Your situation, as long as you're in Christ, you can possess the problem. You may not understand the problem. You may not know why the problem came to you, but God will allow you to possess it and get victory. We've been made more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So therefore tonight, I encourage you not to lose hope, but to stand fast in the Word of God and believe that all that we're asking of God tonight, He's more than able. I'm not going to speak long because I believe that we've been fasting and praying, and I trust that several of you have been fasting and praying along with me, that God will minister and make a way for Brother Andy. I would like to say to you tonight that I believe that God's going to take care of the situation. I don't know how He's going to do it, but in my heart, I feel at ease. I feel at rest. Whatever God's will is, that's what's going to happen. So I accept tonight whatever God's going to do. We put it before the Lord in prayer. We fasted. He's able to take control of this situation. I love Brother Andy. Came here in 2004. And when he came here, it was a whole new, different life. The world, and some of you faced it. America's different. When you came from your different countries, you see such a difference. And people have influence, and they've influenced our brother in his younger life. But I encourage you tonight that God has influenced him more than anything else. We stand with him tonight that God's going to set him free. So let's just believe together that all things are possible to them that believe tonight. The word of God is not here without a battle. We know we got to make a bat. We're going to have a battle as long as we're here in this world. But we got to understand that we possess the power to make it to glory. You possess that power tonight? With all my heart, I believe that possession belongs to us. And we're here tonight united. I want you to forget about if you got a disagreement with this brother or that sister. Tonight we're here for one purpose, and that's to pray that God gets the glory. Not from any man, but from the power of his own will that we worship God, because he swore by himself that he would have a seed from Abraham, and that seed would possess the gate of the enemy. And I believe that we're the seed of Abraham tonight. We possess that gate also, because we have this faith that we are the spiritual part of Abraham and God is watching over us. Will you pray with God tonight? Pray for to God tonight that all these things are going to be done. I'm going to close here now. I'm just going to, and then we'll let Brother Marion come in a few moments. But I'm going to read it. We got a whole pile of prayer requests. And of course, Brother Andy being our first main priority tonight. And I don't want us to forget this. Tomorrow morning, or tomorrow, I don't know if it's tomorrow morning or afternoon, there will be some type of a hearing. And Brother Andy told me himself that he would probably have to be on video conferencing from where he is in Farmville, Virginia, to where it is going to be here in Arlington, Virginia, I believe it is. And so we know that God is able to take care of that. There's a precious sister, I don't know, I've not met her, but only on the phone. Her name is Sister Jolie. She lives in Rochester, New York. There's no church there, and she's suffering with cancer. And she's already taken half of the treatments. And she called today to let me know how she was doing. And I told her we'd have special prayer tonight for her also. Then also my father-in-law had to go back for another surgery for his back. He's in a serious condition and needs God to touch him. Some of you may remember Brother Homer Longoria. He was here several years ago, but his wife just passed away on Monday. And they will be burying her this coming Friday. And Brother Homer would like for us to pray for him and his family. Also Sister Frazier, who's husband passed away a couple weeks ago. And then I was with Brother Sandy Beach and his family yesterday to take them to the airport. And he said, I really need y'all to pray. He said, in Nicaragua, he said, they're under the influence of Russia. And he said that they don't want the missionaries to be in Nicaragua. And that the brothers and sisters are suffering persecution now, more in Nicaragua than ever before. And he said, and so Brother Darrell Ward and Brother Lindsay McGrady are supposed to get there tomorrow. And if they find out that they're there for any kind of worship service, they will not let them into the country. They will send them back out. So he said, please pray for that. Brother John Agosim is one of the brothers we've been helping in Africa. He's been having a problem with the cold for the last 3 months. I spoke to him last week. He sounded terrible. I spoke to him again today. He sounds no better. It's like he's had one of those worst colds that you could ever get, and he can't get rid of it. He told me today he's having a lot of severe headache. because of this. So it sounds like he may have an infection. So I told him we'd pray for him. Then Sister Lydia, Brother Jake's wife, is not here. They had to take her someplace. She's having swelling in her leg and in her foot. It's been going on ever since she had the baby. And we want the Lord to touch her also. Then it comes along and says, please pray for a sister in Nigeria who has a health problem, for divine intervention and a miracle as she goes to have another scan done tomorrow. Please pray for me, for my cold, that God will heal me completely. That Sharon, I think it's R. I don't know who Sharon R. is. I'm my little sister Sharon. Okay. God bless you, sister. Please pray for my co-worker. He had some tests done for a lump in his stomach. Pray for God's healing, that all will be well. God bless you. That's from Sister Jessica. Amen. I got an unspoken request. Then I have another one. It says, I have a couple of unspoken requests. God bless. That's Brother Brian. God bless you, saints, for traveling mercies. I will be traveling Thursday night overnight to Dayton, Ohio, and should be driving to her aunt's funeral all night. Please pray for me. Stacy is going with me. Please pray for her also. That's from Sister Jocelyn. Please pray for my dad to have a safe trip back home from Nevada. God bless you, Sister Rachel Buck. I pray that God will take care of me while I travel through this world of sin. That's Christian Mabe, our precious little brother. He says, as I was parking tonight, my daughter from Canada just called in tears asking for us to pray for her, for God to give her peace and to make a way for her to come home. I ask the church to mostly pray for her salvation. Sister Cassinda, amen. Saints, remember me in prayer as I'm looking for a job. God bless you. No name. Please keep my mom in your prayers. She had surgery last week, but she is now having complications. I know the Lord can touch her. Thank you and God bless. Sister Valeria, amen. Many, many needs are here tonight. I want you just to stand with me as I invite Brother Marion to come over. He can speak or however how he feels led to do. But I want us to just pray just for a moment. Get our lives in tune with all that God is telling us. Would you just pray with me? I'd like to, Brother Damon, if he'll come play softly on the piano. Amen. How many has a need that you want God to answer? Just raising your hand. Yes. God is more than able. Let's just have a word of prayer of asking God to reach into our service now. Father, we thank you tonight as we stand here as your believers, the bride of Christ. We stand, Lord, thanking you for an opportunity to be your servants. Lord, to be held in a place that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, my brothers and sisters are here with me, Lord, asking you to come on the scene and to make a way, Lord, tonight. May you touch every heart and every life. Lord, help us to get every thought of the world out of our minds and out of our lives tonight. Lord, help us to be focused, that all that we would say or do, Lord, would be for your glory. Help us to honor you, Lord Jesus, tonight, because all that happens will be to your glory and to your praise. There's nothing we can do, Lord, to change some people's circumstances. But, Lord, you can change and fix every situation. We ask that you would come. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Yes, yes, hallelujah. Yes, yes. Holy, holy, how
we have rightly sung with our lips this evening,
that he is here. It's according to his word. We know he keeps his word. In his word, he told us that where two or three are gathered together in my name, that I'll be right there in their midst. And we know we are more than two here this evening. We are more than three here this evening. And because we know he keeps his word, we know he's here tonight. And let me assure you, Brother Branham told us that when God comes in the midst of his children, he doesn't come in as an onlooker or a recording angel, but he comes to meet with the needs of his people. I want to read somewhere in the scripture here briefly in the book of Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Verse 19 says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." And we know he keeps his word. Amen. We are gathered here tonight to pray. First and foremost, we want to pray for our brother, Andy. If you have doubt in your heart, I want you to pray that God remove doubt in your heart. Amen. Because we have come tonight to speak to our Creator. Yes. We have come tonight to speak to our Father. Yes. Because the prophet told us, after we've done all we can here on earth and it seems as if it's impossible, we take a step higher to talk unto him. Amen. Because our Father owns heaven and earth. Our Father owns the heart of the judges, the heart of the kings in his hands. Amen. And we are here tonight to mean business. Amen. So as believers, Amen. We are going to pray for our brother. Amen. Brother Abraham said this. He said, If ever I had a time of success of praying for anyone, is when I could enter into fellowship with them, feel their infirmities, feel their condition. Put yourself in Brother Andy's shoes tonight. You will want someone to pray for you. Put yourself in his wife's shoes tonight. You will want someone to pray for you. Put yourself in his parents' shoes tonight. You will want someone to pray for you. So put yourself in his condition and let's take Brother Andy's situation and his case before our Almighty God. That even when man says no, when our God says yes, all doors come open. Let's all pray together as body of believers, as children of the King tonight, presenting Brother Andy before God's mercy. That God Almighty will go before him. The Bible said, "Don't you think of what you will say." He said he will put words in your mouth. When our brother is asked to speak, that God will speak through him. That God will take a hold of the judges. That God will take a hold of every situation and set our brother free. How many of you believe with me tonight? Let us all pray together at this hour. Oh, righteous Heavenly Father, as your children, we come before your throne of mercy. Master Lord, God Almighty, our brother. Master, we are standing in the gap for our brother. Master Lord, we know he has his past. We all have our past. But we thank you, Lord, that you have saved the soul. You have put all this past into the sea of forgetfulness where you can remember them no more. But the enemy has come to point the accusing finger. Master Lord, we stand tonight as Moses stood and said, "We're not going to leave a hoof behind." We stand in agreement as body of believers on behalf of our brother. Master Lord Jesus, I don't care what the judges say. I don't care what immigration say, but I look up unto you. Because you are the one that have the final say. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in with a hand to you tonight, Heavenly Father. You know where he is at, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. As he goes before you tomorrow, Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, may you go before him, Heavenly Father, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, may you smite the enemy before him, Lord God Almighty. Pray to you, Lord chains. Oh, could God make it straight? Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and you come this on behalf of our brother, Lord God Almighty. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you come overtake the injured heart, oh Father. When he has to speak, Heavenly Father, maybe you're speaking through him. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, all ties may be dropped because you are God, oh Father. You are mindful, but Lord Jesus Almighty. Oh, my Jesus Christ, and I pray for the Lord God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you come to see. Oh, for the Lord, to mind the marks of the enemy, grant you favor, Father. In the name of God, Jesus, I pray for the Lord God, Almighty Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, Almighty, that you come to see, Father. Grant you, Lord God. Oh God, Jesus, I pray, Father, oh God, oh, have that holy, oh Lord Jesus, oh Christ, oh Father, oh God, in the glory of one of your name, I pray, Father, oh God, Jesus, I come to this. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are still praying. The Bible says that his thoughts towards us are thoughts of good, not of evil, to give us an expected end. I believe it's been quite a journey for our brother. But at the scripture the pastor read this evening, he says, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. Our brother loved the Lord. I've been there to see him. Good spirit. I want us as believers at Israel to lift him up before God's throne and say, God, strengthen him. God, give him the grace that he has need of. I believe there is a purpose why God allowed this to happen. I want us to pray that God, please don't let that purpose be defeated in his life. Let's all pray together at this hour. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty. Just as the scripture that was read this evening, all things work together for good. Master Lord Jesus, our brother, has been in good spirit. I believe this for a purpose, Heavenly Father. May this purpose not be defeated, oh God. Heavenly Father, I pray may you give him the strength that he has need of. Give him the courage that he has need of. Heavenly Father, give him the encouragement, the strength, because I'm Heavenly Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and God Almighty. In the name
Lord Jesus, keep him, hold him, Holy Father, to the glory and honor of your holy name. And pray, Father, Lord Jesus Almighty God. Take up in times like this. Let me Father, Lord, have thy own way in his life. I pray, Lord God, Jesus Almighty God. And you come to the sin, Heavenly Father, Lord. Up, Lord Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, Lord, to the glory and honor of your holy name. Pray, Father, Lord Jesus, you come. Grant me all grace, give me family, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father, Lord God, Almighty. Oh, to the glory and honor of your name, oh God. Grant me, Father, Lord God. Oh, Father, I pray, Father, Lord God, your name, strength, grace, and mercy. I have it. Let me so far. Oh God, again. Oh my Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are still praying. Hadisa, I want us to take before the throne of my sister Julie in New York. As the pastor gave a few minutes ago, I suffered from cancer. Our prophet taught us, he said, doctors give them names, but they are demons responsible. And as a son of God, a daughter of God, we've been given power to cast out demons. Let's commit our sister to God's hand. Let's commit our pastor's father-in-law to God's hand, so God will touch his back. Let's commit Brother Oman that lost his wife to God's hand. Sister Frazier lost her husband to God's hand. That all these ones, let's place them in the hands of God, that God Almighty will help them, grant them strength, grant them courage. Strengthen them in times like this. Touch them. Give them faith to claim their possession, their healing that Christ paid for at the cross of Calvary. Let's all pray together at this hour. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sister Julie, see your hands, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, no church to go to, but she calls. Asking for prayers. Oh, God, we take our case before your throne of mercy tonight. Father, Lord, God, Almighty, I pray, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That you come on the scene, Heavenly Father, touch her, oh God. May you pay with her, Heavenly Father. Thou the great healer, you paid for her healing on the cross of Calvary. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, may you come on the scene. May you touch her the body, Heavenly Father, Lord. Sister Hope lost his wife. Sister Frazier lost her husband. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, thou the great comforter. He warns thy fatherless husband to the widows, oh God. Oh my Jesus, I pray, God, may you help them. May you see them through. May you be with them, Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Let's pray for the sister in Nigeria who has health problem for divine intervention and a miracle as she goes for another scan done tomorrow. Let's pray for Sister Sharon that has a cold, that God Almighty will touch her. Sister Jessica, I want us to pray for a co-worker who had some tests done for a lump in his stomach. To pray for God's healing, that all will be well with him. As we take those requests to God in prayer, let's commit Brother John Egosin to God's hand, that God Almighty will touch the body of his servant and remove that cold and give him his perfect health once again. Let's all pray together at this hour. Lord Jesus.
Mr. Sharon Reggie has a cold. Brother John Egosin has a cold. My Master Lord, this one, Heavenly Father, the enemy has come to touch their body one way or the other. But Jesus, I pray, Father, may you touch them, Lord. May you come and listen to you, grand. Jessica's colleague at work, Heavenly Father, Lord, may you touch him, Lord, move that love, Lord, Lord, to the glory, honor of your holy name, Lord.
Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Let's pray for Sister Joycelyn as she travels to Dayton, Ohio. Traveling night, that God Almighty will grant our sister journey mercy, grant her favor. Let's pray for Sister Bratin Buck on his way back from Nevada. That's from his daughter, Sister Rachel. Let's pray. I pray that God will take care of me while I travel through this world of sin. That's from Christian Mabe. Let's take those requests to God in prayers.
Oh, righteous Father in heaven, commit Sister Joycelyn to your hands. Heavenly Father, traveling to Dayton, Ohio, I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, may you grant her journey mercies. May you go with her. May God, may the angel of the Lord be her guide, oh God. Remember your servant, Brother Bok, as he travels down from Nevada. I pray, Heavenly Father, may you grant him journey mercies. Heavenly Father, Lord, God Almighty. Oh, Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, Lord, God Almighty, that you come with him. Father, Lord God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, Father, Lord, I come to see you. Oh, Father, Lord, the glory and the honor of our holy name, Lord Jesus, I pray for the Lord God. Master, Lord, oh, Father, to the glory and the honor of your holy name, oh God, to the glory. Oh, Father, Lord, grant you, Lord Jesus, oh, grant this word, your name, Jesus, come to you, your promise, your mercy, your strength, oh, to the glory of your name. Grant it, Father, Lord God.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
At this hour, brothers and sisters, I want us to pray for our children.
Our children that God has given to us. And we brought them into church. We dedicated them in church. And as parents, I believe we are doing our best speaking to them at home, bringing them to church, bringing them to Sunday school. We know the enemy has great plans out there. And Brother Bram said that until God gets a hold of them, he said, boogie woogie gets them very fast.
Yeah.
I want us to pray for our children, that God Almighty will take a hold of them.
Amen.
That the labor that we put on them as parents will never be in vain. I want us to pray that God Almighty will save their soul, that they won't spend 1 second in the world.
Amen.
That before the enemy take a hold of their life, that God Almighty will arrest their soul and fill them with his spirit. There are some grown-up ones that have walked away.
Yes.
I believe that as long as there is life, there is hope.
Yes.
I don't want us to give up at any time. Let us pray for them, no matter where they've been, no matter what they've done, that God Almighty will go after them and bring them back and save their soul.
Yes.
Let us stand in the gap for our children. Let us be like Moses spoke to Pharaoh and said, we are not leaving a hoof behind. We are not going to lose any of our children. Let us carry them to God in prayers at this hour. Oh, righteous Heavenly Father, our children that you've given unto us. Oh, both the ones that are in kindergarten, both the ones that are in middle school, the ones that are in high school, the ones that are in university, the ones that are grown, Heavenly Father. These are our children, Heavenly Father. Lord God Almighty, Lord Jesus, we come before your throne of mercy because it says if we shall agree and ask anything in your name that you will do it for us, Heavenly Father. As body of believers of this local assembly, we are in agreement tonight on behalf of our children. I pray, Heavenly Father, may you arrest their soul in the name of our
our Lord Jesus Christ, what we tell them at home, what they hear in church, may never be in vain in their life. And the enemy shall come in like a flood. May you raise a standard against the devil. May you fill them with your spirit. May they serve the God that we, their parents, serve, Heavenly Father. Lord God, may this sin cause war. You plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of our children. We pray, Lord, may you guide them, may you shelter them. Oh God, may the plans of the enemy concerning their life may never be materialized, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Oh, Master, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father. As they go to school, mix with unbelievers. Oh, Father, Lord, may you help them never to deny you. May you help them never to bring reproach to the name by which we are called. May you help them, Heavenly Father, to carry their heads straight as Christians. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray, may you save their soul. If it's possible as parents to give them the Holy Ghost, we will do it. But that lays in your hands, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord Jesus, may you save their soul, Lord. Oh, grant it, Heavenly Father. I will find too many demons flying up and down. May you protect our children, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Oh, grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Remember, he's here tonight. I want us to remember our children that the enemy has afflicted one way or the other. Remember, doctors give them names, but they are demons responsible. Let us pray for Joshua tonight. Let us pray for Jose tonight. Let us pray for Sister Titi tonight. As men of Ajah, the enemy, one way or the other, has touched that God Almighty will come down and break the chains of the enemy and set our children free. Shall we all pray together at this hour? Oh, righteous Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we remember Joshua tonight. Remember Jose tonight, Sister Titi tonight, Heavenly Father, men of our kids, and the enemy, one way or the other, has come to touch their body, Heavenly Father. We know it's your desire that we stay in perfect health. Master, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you break the chains of the enemy in the life of our children, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, set them free, grant them complete and total deliverance. Oh, God, release them from the shackles of the enemy. Oh, Father, Lord God Almighty. Oh, Father. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Holy Father, oh God, break loose the work of the enemy. I pray for Lord Jesus, oh God. You can complete and total deliverance, oh God. Snap them out of that demon. Oh God, we'll never be tired of praying for them. Oh God, we'll never give up. We'll never lose hope because we know with you all things are possible, oh God. Grant it, Father, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Let us commit to Saki Senda's daughter to God's hand in Canada. Yes. I called her when she was just parking her vehicle in tears, asking for us to pray for her. For God to give her peace and to make a way for her to come home. You see, I asked the church to mostly pray for our salvation. This is a desire need of a mother.
Amen.
Let us take that need to God in prayers. That God Almighty will look at the tears of a mother and answer this request. Shall we all pray at this hour? Oh, righteous Heavenly Father. Come, Mr. Kisenda's daughter, to your hands. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus, you know her situation, but she called her mom crying that she needs help. She knows that there is a God. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, may you meet the need of this mother. May you come on the scene, Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty. Oh God, you know what happens, I know what it needs. I pray, Father, Lord God Almighty. May you come on the scene. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, God, Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord God Almighty. I pray, Father, Lord God, Jesus. Oh, God. May you come on the scene, Lord God. Oh, Father, Lord God, Jesus. Oh, God, meet with those requests, Heavenly Father. Give the glory and honor of your name. I pray, Father, Lord God, Jesus, that you go. Oh, God, grant it, oh, God, to the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, Lord God, to the God. Come on, let's say it, Father. Oh, Father, grant it, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
That many people that are sick tonight, has some with cold. Our pastor is suffering with some cold-like symptoms and some other people. I want us to pray at this hour that God Almighty, in his own way, will come on the scene and rebuke that devil in the life of his children and set them completely free. Shall we all pray at this hour? Oh, Lord Jesus, we commit our pastor to your hands, and as many as may be sick one way or the other in their bodies, oh God, you paid for the healing on the cross of Calvary. Because of what you did on Calvary, we apply the token at this hour. We ask for our healing, ask for the healing of our pastor, of our brother, of our sister, Heavenly Father. And as many of our people have one kind of problem or the other, I pray, Lord Jesus, may you meet with that need.
There's a request there from Sister Esther. He said, please pray for my mom as she comes back from UK. And I want to say, saints, remember me in prayer as I'm looking for a job. So please keep my mom in your prayers. She had surgery last week, but she's now having complications. I know the Lord can touch her. That's from Sister Valeria. Let us take this request to God in prayers. Remember, as many as are seeking God, say, God, give me a job. Put yourself in their shoes. That God Almighty will answer their cry. Shall we all pray at this hour? Oh, Lord Jesus, pray for our sister, Lord, as she comes back from the United Kingdom this weekend. I pray, Lord Jesus, may you grant her journey mercies. May you bring her back home safely. Must remember those in the household of faith, oh God, crying unto you, looking for job, oh God. I pray, Father, Lord God Almighty, may you come on the scene, Lord God. Provide job for them, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord God Almighty, this is Valeria's mom. Oh God, has the complications after his surgery. I pray, Lord God Almighty, may you touch it, Lord God. May you come on the scene, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I keep the same bit with them. And Lord God, Lord God, lift up them. Who got more than ever before. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Oh, Father, Lord God Almighty, you're going to keep, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus, to the glory and to the honor of your holy name, oh God. We come in this request, oh God. I pray that you have that holy, oh God. Oh, Father, grant it, Lord Jesus, to the Lord Master. We look upon to you for strength, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord God.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Brother Bram told us that the family is the backbone of the church.
Amen.
I will know how the enemy works. The enemy tries to destroy families. I want us together as body of believers tonight to pray that God Almighty will continue to keep families together. And as many families that are troubled, that God Almighty will come on the scene. Never give hope on anyone. Never give up hope on anyone, because God can do anything, anytime, anywhere. Let us pray for Father. I have a promise that God Almighty will bring them together again in unity, in love, and back as a couple, as a home, to the glory and honor of his holy name. Let's all pray together at this hour. Oh, Lord Jesus.
We know the way the enemy works, trying to destroy families, trying to bring breakage in families. Heavenly Father, Lord, but we know we serve you a God that is bigger than all that. Father, Lord God Almighty, we pray in this local assembly, continue to keep families together. Because of those that have problems or the other, I pray, Lord Jesus, in your own way, no matter the time, no matter the distance, that you come and the sin, oh God. Lord Jesus, oh Father, to the glory and honor of your name. Oh God, I pray, Father, Lord, may you grant it, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, in all of ministry, to the local assembly, to the glory. Oh, Father, Lord, Jesus, grant it, Lord. Oh, God, Father, Lord, make husband to love, wife, love children, make the family bond never to be broken, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh,
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
I want us to pray for Brother Sandy in Nicaragua and the brothers that are going to be with him.
Yes.
The enemy will do anything to fight this message.
Amen.
But the prophet said, whenever that they are on the mission fields, they are always in the will of the Lord. Let us pray that God Almighty will be with his servants, grant him favor, open doors for them, and hide them under the blood. Give them souls for the kingdom of God. Let us pray together at this hour. Lord Jesus, Brother Sandy, see your hands. Oh God, your servant going, preaching your word. Master in Nicaragua, the prophet told her when their mission fields, they're always in your will. I pray, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, may you be with them, oh God. May you stand for them. May you grant them favor in Nicaragua. I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, God, Jesus. And the enemy goes about to fight this message. I pray, may you help these ones. May you stand for these ones, oh Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Brother Brian has a couple of unspoken requests. There's another one here that says unspoken request.
As we take those requests to God in prayers, I want to ask a question this evening. How many of us in here has one need or the other? Has one special need or the other? Remember, he's here tonight. He's not here to look at your faces, but he's here to meet with your needs. Why don't you raise up your hand before him, breaking the law of gravity? Say, Lord, help me. Lord, you see my need. You see my heart desire, that special need in my heart. Why don't you, with your own mouth, make it known to the Lord tonight? Remember, he's here. Talk to him. Say, Lord, I lift my hands up before you, see this need. Talk to God in your own way. Oh, righteous Father. There are hands everywhere in this building. My eyes up also. You see the need, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus. Pray the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you meet those needs, Heavenly Father. Because we've come to the end of our road where we can do nothing. We've just come, oh God, we can help, or we come for help from you. That's you, oh Lord Jesus, we help. You see my need, my wife, my family, my desire, you know what it is. I pray you meet me. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus, oh God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. Why don't you in your own way at this hour thank him? Why don't you in your own way at this hour worship him? Don't let us be like the 9 lepers that never came back. Let's be like that one that came back and said, thank you, Lord. We've not spoken to the air tonight. We've spoken to our maker tonight. And because we know his word cannot fail, we know those petitions, those requests, those cries, they are receiving attention at his sight at this hour. Why don't you worship him? You say, Lord, I appreciate you. I thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers tonight. I thank you, Lord, for giving us audience tonight. For giving us an opportunity where we can come before your throne of mercy and just cry out to you. Because you are God and you are worthy of our cries, worthy of our praise. You have said if we come unto you, you will not turn us down. So, Lord, we worship you tonight. We adore you tonight. We magnify you. We say, worship you, Heavenly Father.
We give you praise tonight, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration because you are our God. And we have a consolation in our hearts that what we've placed in your hands tonight is safe and secure. Oh, we worship you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Heavenly Father. We adore your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We exalt your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you are worthy of our praise, oh God. Oh, we worship you. We adore your name. We magnify your name. We love you because you first of all loved us and purchased our salvation on Calvary Street. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, church, do you love him tonight? Do you love him tonight? Oh, if you love, why don't you give him a wave offering tonight? Say, Lord, we love you tonight. We worship you tonight. We exalt your holy name tonight because you are worthy of our praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Why don't we sing that song tonight? I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary Street. I love him. Let's sing that song.
He first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary.
Why don't you sing it like you mean it tonight? I love him because he first loved me.
I love him. I love him. Oh, because he first loved me and
sing it one more time to him.
Ooh, I love him. I love him because he first loved me.
Appreciate what he's doing for us. Amen. When we get word of what's going on and we can let you know about Brother Andy, we will try to get that out as soon as possible. We know that God is in control of this situation. We have this confidence that he's already met the need. It's already done according to God. Amen. We glorify you, Lord. Amen. There is a sister, Rachel, I don't know if she's here tonight, that's expecting a baby And there was talk of having a baby shower. We'll let you know for sure on Sunday, but I don't think that's going to work in her case because she's going to be traveling back to Europe, I think, to be with her husband in January. So you've, any of you that's been blessed by a shower here, you know you can fill up a car a couple times, and I don't think she can carry all that stuff back with her. So I think what we're going to end up doing is giving her maybe an offering, but we'll let you know on Sunday, Lord willing, about that situation. Okay? So you forgive us for being a little bit slow on that also. And then any of you that's going to help on the evangelism on September the 18th, if you could talk to the deacons and let them know that you're going to be involved in going out and doing the witnessing in D.C. on September the 18th. That's a Sunday. And Brother Joseph Robinson and his church will be coming over. I don't know how many that is coming. We'll try to find that out before they come. That's about week after next. So just pray for those things. Amen. If you could just love him more than anything of this world, a lot of the cares of this world would pass away from you, and you would serve him with all your heart. Amen. Let's just thank him. Father, it's been a wonderful time to be in the house of God. Lord, to know that you are a God that hears and answers prayers. Lord, I heard just over the past weekend the brothers speaking about the God, the continuation of the book of Acts. And I believe even in our assembly that the continuation of the book of Acts is still continuing on. And Lord, how that you're meeting needs and blessing the people of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will continue to worship you and give the testimonies and live holy in this world that we live in. That our testimony in the book of Acts will continue on in each one of our lives. Help us to be faithful to serve you, Lord. Bless your children, Lord, as they dismiss from the building tonight, but not from your presence. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. As you go, shake hands with one another. Say, God bless you. It's the best thing you could say. Bless you, sing as you go.
Oh, because he first loved me, and purchased my salvation on Calvary. He first loved me.